It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm very surprised at the amount of people that can't figure out the Harper and Machado drama of what's going on this offseason, and everybody seeming to be baffled. And I'm seeing segments on national radio shows, television shows, where they're trying to figure out what's going on with the Harper and Machado offseasons. Why is neither one of them signed by now? And I'm telling you, there's two answers, two possible answers. And anyone who tells you that they know the answer, which one of my two answers is right, anyone who tells you that they know is lying, because they do not know. But there's only two answers that are right. And I know Brian McKeon is a big baseball fan, pushing all the buttons, making sure we stay on the air today on the network. So, Brian, I'm going to ask you, give me one of the two reasons Harper and Machado have not signed yet.
The financial value they're being offered is not meeting what they want.
Correct. There's one of the answers. And I'm going to ask Anthony Piano, another big baseball fan, huge baseball fan, the quarterback of this show, our offensive coordinator, the guy who calls the plays in my headset, until we shut off his mic 15 seconds before we go back on the air. Anthony, I ask you, you just heard McKeon give you one of the reasons. What's the other reason why Machado and Harper may not have signed yet?
One of them doesn't want to sign because they're kind of waiting on each other, because one's afraid that if one signs, then the agents worry that the other one's going to be getting all the attention that afterwards.
Okay, and well, I think that sort of goes on. You and Brian there on the same page almost. The financial value, they both want to have the highest financial value. Both of their agents want to have the highest financial value. So that's sort of the same reason. That's one. The other one being the team that has offered them the most, they want to leverage that deal to get more. Those are the only two reasons, folks. Like, maybe the White Sox deal is the biggest they've been offered, and they don't want to be a White Sox. Or the Phillies deal is the offer that's the most, and then they're considering, maybe I don't want to be a Philly. It is not hard to understand. People are getting into conspiracy theories on this. People are getting into, these guys aren't going to get signed. These guys aren't going to get money. Look, folks, they haven't lost in these negotiations at all. The only people complaining right now, Harper and Machado aren't complaining. Do you think they're on the phones to their agent saying, oh my gosh, we're not signed yet. Spring training's getting ready to open up. I have nowhere to go. You don't think they've had a million conversations like that? They've got a strategy. They've got a plan. And they're not in any way. They're waiting for someone to blink and make them a better financial offer, period. They're hoping somebody's going to blink. The teams in Major League Baseball sent out their trucks this week. So if they're the Yankees and the Mets and the Braves and others, Phillies, They send their trucks down to spring training with all the equipment and everything like that. Those trucks went on the road and they've already left. They're heading out to Arizona too. So the Dodgers and the Giants and the Diamondbacks and all the, they're sending all their stuff to their spring training sites. The teams and their fan bases are getting anxious. These players, they aren't. They aren't. Don't worry about it. These guys are going to do just fine. And they're not worried about getting paid. They know they're going to get paid. Maybe not the amount of money they wanted to get paid. But then they become like every single other person in almost every walk of life who thinks they should be paid a little more for what they're done, for what they do for a living. Except for me, I'm paid very generously, and I appreciate what I'm paid.
I'm not sure if you saw this report, John, that Harper, he's a big fan of Kapler and the roster that the Phillies have assembled. He was just wondering if the Phillies would be willing to move to another city.
I saw that in The Onion.
It's according to The Onion, yes.
Guess what, though? You're not what I would believe is this, and I've said it since the beginning. I'm a Phillies fan. I would like Harper or Machado. I want either one of them, but I want Manny Machado more than Harper. And why? Because I believe that Manny Machado is more built to be able to handle playing in Philadelphia. Bryce Harper is a guy who has a reputation of being a little sensitive, which is absolutely the worst thing in the world for someone that's going to play in Philadelphia. Because I can promise you this, and I don't care what year of his career it is. If Bryce Harper goes on a 4-year deal, 6-year deal to Philly, whatever it is, Bryce Harper will be loved 3 or 4 months of the deal every single year. And the fans will ride him when he sucks. And he goes through a 3-for-54 streak, which, by the way, by his history in baseball, we know is going to happen. Manny Machado doesn't tend to give you these big, like, 3-week periods or so where you just go into a total funk. Manny Machado doesn't do that. Plus, I think finding a corner outfielder with some pop, especially when you have unlimited funds to spend, which pretty much the Phillies organization has a ton of money to spend, I think that's a lot easier to find. Manny Machado is much more built, I think, for that city and understanding that city and being able to handle that Bryce Harper.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.